Exclusive, Top Gun Governor, Ralph Abraham aims to fly over the swamp into Louisiana Governor's Mansion. By Matthew Boyle on September 28, 2019. Monroe, Louisiana, Representative Ralph Abraham, RLA, wants to be elected Louisiana's first governor from the northern part of the state in decades. And despite being outspent on the airwaves by his opponents, with a media establishment desperate to sink him, he has a unique advantage in attempting to pull off the feat. Abraham flies himself and key staff around the state in small airplanes and helicopters he owns. To get there, Abraham is going to have to beat two different swamps in American politics, the one here in Louisiana, and the one up in Washington, D.C. The race has national implications for President Donald Trump, who is currently facing an impeachment inquiry from National House Democrats that could very well set the stage for what happens next across the country. While Trump has not yet endorsed in the Louisiana governor's race, the president's and Abraham's destinies are intertwined in the deep red South, as both battle entrenched interests seeking to prevent them from delivering radical structural and economic change for their constituents, Trump's nationally, and Abraham's would-be statewide constituents in Louisiana. Abraham invited Breitbart News along for a weekend on the campaign trail with him in Louisiana at the beginning of September for a series of campaign stops that had him ranging from a Thursday night event in Baton Rouge, a Friday morning event an hour away from there, then onto Hurricane Dorian volunteer relief efforts in New Orleans later that morning before heading up to a dove hunt here in Monroe Friday night in the northernmost part of the state. Abraham appeared Saturday afternoon at a gator hunt back in South Louisiana hosted by the state's beloved Attorney General Jeff Landry, then back to Baton Rouge before heading down to New Orleans again the next morning. In other words, he's a whirlwind of a campaigner and can hit the ground hard running. A strategy that's been working as he has edged out his GOP challenger for key endorsements from local GOP executive committees to build out a machine in the state. He's won endorsements from the Republican Party executive committees in several Louisiana parishes, including St. Tammany, Jefferson, Repeads, St. Charles, Bossier, and St. Landry Parish. His plane, a Cirrus SR-22, is a small four-seater. He's got an even smaller plane too for shorter jaunts. And he's got an Airbus Eurocopter helicopter. And a landing strip at his home in northern Louisiana. Louisiana's network of dozens of small airports across the state, and the fact that Doc flies himself everywhere, makes it easy for the congressman to traverse the state quickly and hit multiple events in a single day more than he otherwise would be able to if he traveled on the ground by car alone. For instance, when Breitbart News met up with him on Thursday, September 5, at a candidate forum in Baton Rouge, we stayed the night there. The next morning, Abraham had another event an hour away at 7:30 a.m. by 10 a.m. We were in New Orleans at a waste management facility where he helped local volunteers pack pallets of food and medical supplies to send to Hurricane Dorian victims in the Bahamas, before we ended up in Monroe, hundreds of miles away, on Friday night for a dove hunt reception. After staying that night in Monroe, the next morning we fly down to Hammond, Louisiana, which would be at least a three-hour drive by ground, but in Abraham's plane it takes just under 1 hour, which allows the congressman time to go over his planned remarks before heading out to secure the St. Tammany Parish GOP Executive Committee endorsement nearby. Then, it's up into the helicopter to fly over to the FBO in Lafayette, Louisiana, for a quick stop before taking off to head over to Landry's gator hunt. Abraham had just moments before this interview landed his helicopter on the levee on the other side of a body of swamp water from which Landry tells me hunters pulled out more than 100 alligators this year. After hopping down from the chopper with the rotors still turning and dust flying up in the air amid the Marine One-style landing in the swamp, his co-pilot had to head back to the local fixed base operator, FBO, to refuel for a longer flight out of the hunt later. Abraham, one of his staffers, and I head over to a tent where there's a fan boat waiting to ferry us to the other side of the swamp. "Aren't you Ralph Abraham?" asked a woman who, along with her daughter, joined us on the fan boat ride across the swamp. She approached the congressman and asked the staffer with us to snap a picture of her and her daughter with the would-be governor. If you look at a map of Louisiana, a mid-sized city named Alexandria splits the state in two right where the top of the state's boot-like shape meets the bottom of the boot-like shape. Louisiana's last governor from north of Alexandria was Buddy Romer, who happened to have a bit of a base in Baton Rouge despite his roots in Shreveport, who was elected in 1988. Romer's origins began in Shreveport, which is way up to the top left part of Louisiana. But Romer had spent a lot of time down in Baton Rouge before his successful Romer Revolution, which swept him into the governor's mansion on a mission to combat corruption related to perennial Democrat Governor Edwin Edwards' multiple stints in the office. Edwin Edwards, to whom current Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards has no known relation, served three different stints in the governor's mansion, including immediately preceding and succeeding Romer's tenure, making the Romer comparison a little bit more complicated. The last true northern Louisiana governor was John McKeithen, a Democrat, who won the office in 1964. Coming from Columbia, a small town more in Abraham's neck of the woods than Romer's Shreveport is. Since then, for 55 years, Louisiana has not elected a governor truly from the north part of the state. That is correct, or McKeithen, Abraham tells me when I ask about Romer and how it's been decades since Louisiana has elected a governor from north of Alexandria. Romer was from the north, but he also had a base in Baton Rouge, so he had a little bit of legroom. McKeithen was probably the last true northern governor. Just the nature of where the population centers are in Louisiana. Most people live in Baton Rouge and New Orleans. In the southernmost part of the state along the I-10 corridor, makes it more difficult for someone from upstate to win. But being from the upstate has its slight advantages, in that Abraham has a clear base of support from which to build and just has to add extra backing from elsewhere down south. Abraham's style of politics is interesting, in that he definitely has no problems throwing punches politically on fire and brimstone issues. He hit Edwards hard repeatedly in his interviews with Breitbart News here on the ground. But he also fits the bill of an old-school public servant removed from the nonstop partisan bickering on Twitter, dedicated to helping his community. On Friday morning before we flew up to Monroe, when we met in New Orleans at Four Ways facilities, Abraham and his wife came in to speak to volunteers packing boxes of medical supplies to put on pallets to ship along with pallets of food to the Bahamas for Hurricane Dorian relief. I flew into Dorian on Monday, Abraham told the volunteers packing the boxes at Four Ways. We went right into the eye, and the eye was right over the Bahamas and we were able to look down. Those waves looked like they were overlapping the island. So, people are going to be hurting for a long, long time. So I greatly appreciate what you are doing. We're going to take a few pictures and we're going to send them to the president, and send them to the press. We're going to highlight what Louisiana is doing for hurricane relief. And just know that we thank you and the nation thanks you. But I assure you I have flown missions to the islands before. And just know what you're doing is going to save lives. What you're doing here, they don't have formula, they don't have diapers, they don't have anything. So what you're doing is phenomenal and know it will be very, very well received and appreciated. So thank you. After making those brief remarks to the dozens of volunteers from the local Ishner Hospital and getting a tour of the elaborate operation inside, Abraham and his wife Diane joined the volunteers to pack the boxes with them. Julie Ricks, and Four Ways salesperson handling logistics in this packed warehouse, tells me that they are sending 35,000 meal boxes and another 13 or more pallets full of medical supplies to the Bahamas to help with Hurricane Dorian response. Right now, we are sending a total of roughly 35,000 meals, Rick said. When I say that, it doesn't mean 35,000 boxes. We have boxes on a pallet, some pallets have 36 boxes. 48, it depends on the size of the boxes, each box contains roughly about 18 meals. When I say meals, in a survival mode, a granola bar is considered a meal. We made sure they had enough protein, enough carbs, that they had some fruit items, some sugar, some things like that. We made sure they had enough of what they absolutely needed, and then we had a lot of extra little things to keep them going. So each box has 18 meals, so if you got a family of four, you got four meals each. If you only have two people in your family, you got 9 meals, however you want to stretch it out. As far as medical is concerned, we have around 13 pallets of medical, Ricks added. Depending on what size of the box is again, the pallets are going to be about 36 to 38 boxes per pallet. We're going to have 13 plus pallets of medical supplies. The meal boxes include things like tuna, Vienna sausage, Spam, fruit cups, applesauce cups, granola bars, cereal boxes, packs of flour tortillas, fruit juices, and peanut butter. The medical boxes include things like four fluids, non-sterile gloves, dressing change kits, blood pressure cuffs, and stethoscopes. Matt Boyle / Breitbart News. When we started the whole funding of the food part of this, Rick said. Also, Mr. Torres has cargo planes in Miami that he is utilizing for a contractor project that's been put on hold. He's physically paying for every plane to leave Miami and go to the Bahamas. He's paying out of his pockets. Torres, who's here and helping load the boxes too like any one of the other volunteers, is so humble he doesn't even want personal credit for helping the Hurricane Dorian victims. I don't need to be recognized, he tells me. You can just mention the company's name, I don't need to be in there. Outside Four Ways, before heading back up to Baton Rouge, Abraham told me he wanted to help this hurricane relief effort because it shows what so many in Louisiana have been through with hurricanes. It shows that Louisianans, we've been where the Bahamas are, Abraham said. We've been through many, many hurricanes and we've been through many natural disasters. We know what it takes to survive in those environments. They are literally saving lives every day. I'm going to say, to the president, look what Louisiana is doing for less fortunate people who got hit by Hurricane Dorian. This is the salt and the light right here. The president needs to know it. The president loves Louisiana, and Louisianans love President Trump. So it's a match made in heaven. We're going to show him what he already knows. And that's that Louisianans are good, good people. Friday night here in Monroe, Abraham's home turf up north, the congressman gets a rock star's reception at a dinner the night before Democrat State Senator Francis Thompson's famed annual dove hunt. Everyone here knows him, and he's mingling with his friends and allies from long before he was ever elected to Congress. Down the street is the office where former Representative Vance McAllister, RLA the kissing congressman, was caught on video kissing an aide, leading to his resignation and the opening of the seat in a special election that Abraham won, setting him on this path of a would-be governor. Then, this old-school Democrat does something remarkable. He invites the Republican candidate for governor who's there, Abraham, up to the stage to speak at his event, providing a forum for Abraham to campaign, something unheard of on the national level in American politics. My dear friend Congressman Ralph Abraham, Thompson said. Come on up here. He's running for governor if you didn't know that. That's a joke too. He's a dear friend, too. We've got all kinds of connections, and I've always been very proud of Ralph and his ethics and his stand-up ability and his smartness. Abraham comes up and keeps it short, as he's more into mingling with his hometown team of supporters around the venue. Thank you for serving Louisiana in a most remarkable and phenomenal way, Abraham says to Thompson. Francis mentioned the gubernatorial campaign. Diane and I, today, have been to 6 different cities. You all know, of course, I got my plane and that makes it easier. Abraham was hardly the only Republican to come to Thompson's dove hunt reception. Senator John Kennedy, RLA, the U.S. senator who is outspoken and brash with the establishment, is here too, but slips out before Breitbart News gets a chance to talk to him, as does Louisiana's Agriculture Commissioner Michael Strain. Dr. Abraham and I have worked together for many years, as he's been in Congress and I've been commissioner, and also when I was head of the nation's agriculture commissioners, Strain tells me. Specifically, on issues dealing with trade and dealing with the Agriculture Committee, at his request I've come to Washington to work on bills and legislation. When I need something in Washington, D.C., related to agriculture, I pick up the phone and call Doc. We've worked together extremely well, he's very knowledgeable, very hardworking, and he'll make a good governor. He's a good man. The next morning, we meet at Abraham's hangar in Monroe, where he keeps his aircraft, his small plane, his slightly bigger small plane, and his helicopter. We're flying to Hammond, where Abraham is going to meet with the St. Tammany Parish GOP Executive Committee to attempt to win their endorsement, an endorsement he won. The drive would be a nearly 4 hours by car, but in Abraham's plane with him in the cockpit, it takes less than an hour. Along the way, Abraham explains the features of the airplane and how to communicate with air traffic control. He shows off the autopilot feature, and walks through how we're flying at 5,000 feet, fairly low compared to commercial airliners, and our cell phones don't lose service at this height. It's a fitting name for a gubernatorial candidate so inextricably connected to flying, whose background in aviation is such a central part of his story. After marrying his high school sweetheart Diane in 1977, then becoming a veterinarian in 1980, Abraham became a certified pilot and flight instructor, then was commissioned in the Army National Guard in 1986. He graduated later from medical school in 1994, becoming a general family doctor, wherefrom he gets the nickname Doc in 1995. He flies all sorts of volunteer missions for programs like Pilots for Patients. Abraham even has a campaign dog, who has his own Twitter account, named Goose after the wingman character in Top Gun. While he seems like nearly the perfect candidate for the GOP to soar into the governor's mansion here, he's got a few challenges left in his way. First and foremost, he has to be the Republican who gets into the runoff with Edwards in November, and not crash before October's jungle primary. Complicating matters for Abraham has been the candidacy of fellow Republican businessman Eddie Rispone. Rispone, a self-funder who, for most of the year, largely stayed neutral and anti-Edwards, including earlier this month, changed his tune mid-September to start running a series of false television ads hitting Abraham and worrying state Republicans that the primary could get too nasty to force the runoff in which Abraham intends to beat Edwards. Louisiana's jungle primary system is unique. All the candidates face off together in October in the primary. There are the two Republicans, Abraham and Rispone, the incumbent Democrat Governor Edwards, another Democrat, an independent, and one other candidate running, for six total candidate. If nobody gets to 50%, it triggers a runoff in November. Polling all year, and most polling now, has had Abraham in a strong second place behind Edwards, pointing to a likely runoff between Edwards and Abraham. A couple new polls out recently have had Rispone edging ahead. But most prognosticators in Louisiana privately tell Breitbart News they still expect Abraham to come in second and head to a runoff in November with Edwards, one that could shape the future of the country. Secondly, he has to ensure there actually is a runoff. If Edwards were somehow able to get over 50% in October, the governor would be re-elected, and there would be no November shot for Abraham to beat Edwards. Edwards has to go, Landry, the state's attorney general, said in an interview with Breitbart News at the Gator Hunt. We have to get a governor who recognizes the path to prosperity and increasing the quality of life is through growing the middle class, which means creating jobs. This governor has done nothing but kill jobs. I think we have some great candidates. Unfortunately, Louisiana doesn't have a true primary system, it's handicapped. I think we got two great guys running for governor. But one thing that we know is that the policies that John Bel Edwards has rammed down the throats of Louisiana have been counterproductive. Louisiana is still first on all the bad lists, and last on all the good lists. Our economy has not benefited from the Trump bump in the economy because of higher taxes and government spending. Assuming Abraham, who has cast himself as a strong ally of President Trump, is able to weather the storm and make it to the runoff with Edwards, he could easily frame the race in much the same way Trump did the national 2016 election. The similarities between this year and Louisiana in 2016 nationally are evident on a number of fronts and could make for a gunslinging epic battle between Abraham and Edwards in the home stretch of the runoff. Louisiana is the only state in the Union, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, to lose jobs this year, losing about 1,000 jobs over the past year. In its endorsement of Abraham this week, the Baton Rouge Business Report notes that poverty is also on the rise in Louisiana under Edwards. The Baton Rouge Business Report's publisher wrote in endorsing Abraham, "Recent Census Bureau data shows that while the U.S. poverty rate is declining, it's ticking higher in Louisiana, which now has the highest poverty rate in the nation, according to the 2- and 3-year averages cited in the report. The national poverty rate is at its lowest level since 2001, sitting at 12% for the 2017-18 two-year period, down from 13.1% the 2 years prior. In Louisiana, though, poverty increased to 19.8%, rising 0.4% compared to the 2 years prior. All of that and more, Louisiana, one of the most pro-Trump states in the Union, has essentially been blocked from the Trump economy nationally by a Democrat governor, provides an opening for someone like Abraham to promise to get government out of the way of success. I truly believe that we're one election away from being a Venezuela or a California with these liberal tax and spend politics, Abraham told Breitbart News. We've seen what he's done to our oil and gas industry, he's decimated it. We've seen what he's done to manufacturing. We know our taxes are some of the highest in the nation. Car insurance is some of the highest in the nation. We've lost over 60,000 residents under his administration in 3 years. We are the only state that has lost jobs in the last 12 months. Where does it end? It's got to stop. We are Louisiana. In Louisiana, we have so much potential. We have as much or probably more oil and gas deposits as Texas, he said. But what does Texas do? They're bringing 1,200 people a day in. We're losing hundreds of people a week out because of our legal climate, because of our tax climate, because of our regulatory burden with these legacy lawsuits. He said President Trump has proved nationally that Americans do not need to be stuck with Democrats' new normal of a stagnant economy without much growth, and he wants to prove it now in Louisiana. I voted with our great president on the Jobs Act and tax cuts deal, Abraham said. And we see what it's done, Obama said that was the new normal when we were growing at 1% GDP. Now we're at several consecutive quarters of 3.4, 3.2% nationally, so, we know with a good leader like our president, with good deals, with good legislation, what can be. But that simply has not trickled down to Louisiana simply because of the same climate that frankly I just mentioned. Businesses are not going to come if they're going to be strained as soon as they cross our border. We are going to incentivize those businesses to come in, Abraham adds, echoing Trump. We welcome them because our priority is jobs, jobs, jobs. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,001. A good job, with high wages and benefits, will solve 90% of this state's problems. But to get that good job, you got to have the legal climate and the tax climate so that they will come, stay, build, and hire. While Edwards is definitely vulnerable when it comes to the economy, that's hardly his only weak spot. In his interview with Breitbart News at Landry's Gator Hunt, Abraham tears into Edwards on a number of other fronts including, most notably on crime. His prison reform release was a debacle, Abraham said. We have people that are murdering, raping, and assaulting people that he let out of prison. I want to help those nonviolent offenders as much as possible get back into society and become tax-paying citizens. But on a violent crime I want them to do every second of that sentence. Right now, with his reform, you can be sentenced to 5 years and you may serve one. That will stop also on day one with violent offenders. On immigration, Abraham rips Edwards for protecting New Orleans' status as a sanctuary city and says he will do exactly what our good president is doing. On education, he plans to eliminate Common Core. I've opposed Common Core since day one, Abraham said. What a novel idea, why don't we let the teachers teach, and the parents be the parents? Put the discipline back in the classroom and let the teachers teach those children the way they know how to teach. And I guarantee you we will be meeting national standards, but right now we are 49th in the nation in education. What he's doing from an educational standard is not working. If it was, we would not be 50th out of 50th for 3 years in a row. On the Second Amendment, he rips San Francisco for labeling the NRA a domestic terrorist organization and slams Edwards for not defending the NRA. It's terrible, Abraham said of San Francisco's move. The NRA is a good organization that protects the Second Amendment and protects the rights of American citizens. We're going to welcome them in this state, and I have said in commercials and I've said the Second Amendment is self-explanatory, period. Read the Constitution and you will get what it means. All of this becomes possible, and likely, should Abraham weather the turbulence now and make it to the runoff with Edwards, then beat him. Early voting has opened in Louisiana this weekend, and it remains to be seen what happens next.